Islamic Zion. Lomit Parsha Yosechi Matzibar Shnei Mekirach Targum. So you should make sure that you do your Barber Sedra. That's halacha. Pierce Rashi Zal, and the comes along the Rosh, and the Rosh says you should learn Rashi. Medaktik by Kasher Tuchal. You should be medaktik in the Rashi. You're medaktik in the Bechal, what you're learning. Kasher Tuchal, the ability, as much as you're able to. You know, most of us, we remember Sedra. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm Arbor Sedra. It's under pressure of time, and it's to get it done. And I can't say I turn off the mind totally, but sometimes I ask you, like, you know, I'm holding here already? Really? How did I get here, you know? But the real Kavanah of Chazal made this the Kavanah of this, the Indian, you know, of being learning the Marbe Sedra, being Mashal Parshas Metzibur. The more says that the person who's Mashal Parshas Metzibur is Marichan La Yama Vishnoisav, the more it gives a tremendous Avtocha. The Avtocha is because it's serious. The person would actually learn it. The person would actually, the purpose is that the person should be constantly reviewing the words of the Torah and absorbing them. I have a special bracha, at least in my first year when I was in yeshiva. So every Sunday morning there was a bechina on the parsha with Rashi, and we didn't do it in shir. That was, you had to do it on your own. So you were trained from day one to go through the parsha with the Rashi. So I look back now. So I mean, I was a little bit frustrated when I had to do all parshas truma by myself. Or all the parshas mishpatim by myself with the Rashi's without any shir. But the Maisa, I learned it, and we're sitting there for hours, trying to working out the Rashi's. So now it sort of goes on coasting, but you know, it's not really worth it. I have a Rebbe who he's very masudr. His notebooks are very masudr. He has this spiral bound notebook he always keeps in his office. And you know, the first X of the pages are designated for his Ora Day on Gemara, and then he has a Mishnah. He has his Ora Day on Mishnayas. The Ora Day that he has on Chumash, and each one on the front there's a table of contents from pages 1 to 50 is this, and he numbers the pages when he gets, you know. So it's a very sort of like a person. I'm not like that, but he writes Oras on Chumash. You're learning Chumash. You should be thinking about it. So tadatik by kasher tuchal, you should be medatik in the Rashi's and medatik in the Pesukim as much as possible. Similarly, the person should be medatik when he learns Gemara. It's interesting, like, you know, that the Rosh has to write that. You know, we, by us, it's like the Gemara part we get, that they're supposed to be ma'ayin. They used to learn Gemara at a little quicker pace, and obviously, you know, they were tremendous to come, and they got it. But there's always was the possibility of, like, sort of like losing the focus and making sure that you're being didactic. The truth is, like, you know, like I mentioned to you, that she revised. He used to have me Kazer his shas had no Rashi, no Tosis. He had a one volume Shas, just all the words of Shas. And he would chazor every day and X amount of lot of Shas. Huh? Rise the Gosman. You know, I mean, after the 50th time, you don't need the Rashi and Tosis anymore. You know, so it's like, it's just a question of keep reviewing it. You know, so it was a full page of just the words of Gemara. So on one page, you had about 8 or 9 blot of a Gemara words. So you can reduce all of Shas into one volume very simply, but of course, you have to be able to do that without the Rashi and the Tosis. And most of us, like, you know, we need the Rashi, we need the Tosis, and then some. The art scroll, the Masifta, you know, English art scroll, you know, etc. But there was a tendency that a person, you know, a person started, you know, learning up large amounts. A person would meet, you know, just even for review purposes. The point is, even when you're just review, just saying, when you're, I'm not learning Parshas Kisavo for the first time in my life. According to my math, I've probably been Marbe Sedra 40 years at least on the Parshas Kisavo. But still I'm supposed to be medatim b'kasher tuchal. So the same thing when I'm chazing b'shas for the 40th time, I should also be being medatim b'kasher tuchal. That's what the Rosh is referring to. For us, it's the first time. Of course, you're medatim in it. But the kunz is, you know, when you're holding by chazing it the 173rd time, you know it pretty well. You know, so you get tendency just to fly. Don't do that. Make sure that you know move quickly, obviously, but try and get it as best as possible. So I guess that part of the shmooze is not so negayah to us. Meshem, one day it will be when we get to that point. Ki oisib gemara mida teva v'nosel leaschar. Ben luchah mida teva emenem. The process of gemara, by definition, is the process of thinking. Mashiach Gifta used to stress very, very significantly the importance of covering ground. Somebody one time asked Gifter, said, means Rashiva holds a learning Bakiyas. So he gave him this like blank stare. What does Bakiyas mean? You know? So he says, well, you know, you're not some Ayan. Someone learning on a cup, you should learn without thinking. Became a learner on a cup. How can you learn Gemara without thinking? So what does Rashiva mean? He says, you should think quickly. Someone tracked on Schnell. That was his response. You know, this is. So yeah, someone trapped schnell. So I didn't have asked them to explain to me exactly how you learn to train yourself to think quickly. I wasn't sure how to do that, you know. But I'm still not sure how to do that. But the whole mile of Gemara is it's the thought process. For us, it's written. You know, but Gemara really is the written. Conversation of the people who learn Mishnah and trying to understand the Mishnah. It's by definition, it's the process of thinking. So how can you not think? What do you mean you're going to learn without thinking? I'm just going to chazer more quickly and not think. You know, that's like almost it's a steer to the concept of the Gemara. The Gemara says he's quoting. He's semi. You know, he's paraphrasing a Gemara. The Gemara says that Gemara Bar Mitzia. You know that there's a mile to learning Chumash, a mile to learning Mishnayos, there's a mile to learning Gemara. The Gemara says there's nothing better than learning Gemara because the Gemara gives you the clarity of understanding the Mishnayos. For us, Rishon Lezion writes in one place. He says that for us, the Gemara takes the place of the Mishnah. Right. And it says, and it's true that if you go, you know, each generation, you know, the amount that what we have composed and is given as facts, that's our Mishnah. And then there's the process of understanding that. So theoretically, you know, the Ramban could be for us like the Mishnah. Now the process of understanding that is our Gemara. That's our process of Gemara, is working and understanding it. The Shiva used to stress the idea of moving quickly in the sense of that you and with the tremendous amount of chazora, you know, you learn it, you think about it, but you can't really think about it unless you have a picture of understanding it. So we used to, the pacing Shiva was a blotter week per Seder. The Shiva used to scream at us that we're going so slow and that we're going to be Amoratsim. Because you're going to grow up being an Amoratsim, you're going to learn a blotter week per Seder. So I remind them, see, I think it was a reason we have Shmuel Rozovsky's, we have, you know, his shiurim on the Masechtas on the Seder Adav. So when they first, after we read everything, they put them out in the form of stencils. Have you ever seen stencils? Probably never saw stencils. The person would sit there on this type of a paper which had a carbon type to it. It was better than the carbon copies. That was even worse. Like, to step up from that, you type on it and then you press it against the page and it would create a form. So, but it would look like a typewriter. It didn't look like anything. There was no fancy typesetting, so it was called stencils. So they first put out his the stencils was based on somebody's notebook, and they had on top of each, you know, each shear, they would write the shear number and they would write the date. So there'd be Beis Cheshvan, you know, and he'd be, you know, he would start in the Dorim, you know, he would start Bamatsiyah Daf Beis, and you know, he would have the auras, etc. And Gimel Cheshvan, there's Bamatsiyah Daf Beis and Beis. And Dalet Cheshvan, there was already holding the Gimel on Beis, you know, and you saw how fast he was going. And you saw the speed of how, because you saw the dates of the Shirmi, so where he was holding in Shir. So, okay, good. So I said, like, Mamashi, Mamashi, he used to cover about a blot and a half, 2 blot a week for Seder. His extension. I was once talking to one of somebody learned by the Rav Shmuel and Shir, and he says, you know, and when the Panim Shirov used to go all over the world, you know, raising money for the yeshiva, when he used to come back, so the Rebbe used to skip because he would skip at them, they're going too slow. So he would yell at them. So Pasha, they were so nervous, you know, they had such awe from the Panim Shirov, they would skip and cheer. Like, you know, they're doing a blot and a half a week for Seder, 2 blot a week for Seder. You know, that's all you get covered in for Seder in 1 week is 2 blot? Like, you know, Mamash, like, you know, he would just scream at them, like, where are you holding? You know, you're holding only on top, you know, it's a week of this month, only holding on top above. Like, what's your problem? What?
In that, that's true.
You'll ask your halachah shayla. What? It's not a halachah shir. In other words, they had no sugam of mamish of absorbing tremendous amounts of material. So I think one of the reasons why we don't have it nowadays is we have distractions. They have a lot of distractions. Our ability to sit long periods of time, and the, you know, life in Europe was different. I mean, you know, everything was difficult, everything was overwhelming, everything was difficult. So people could learn to deal with tremendous amounts of pressure. So that having to tell a guy to sit straight from, you know, the first Seder from 9 till 3 as one Seder, and then from the second Seder from 4 till 10, the second Seder, that was the Seder Yom in Kletz, Barabar. First Seder was from 9 till 3, then they had Mincha 3, and then they had lunch. Second Seder started at 4 and went from 4 till 10. They dabbed Marv, and then they had supper. So you sat for 6 hours straight and you learned, you would talk al kama something. You know, you did it twice a day, you know, so you become a Talmud Chacham after a few years. I can't do it. I sit for 6 hours straight. We take the people off to the hospital afterwards. Like, we can't handle it. So I asked Rashi one time. Mr. Shiba said, "You understand? In Europe, there was nothing else. There was nothing. As people were empowered, there was my mother-in-law says. You know, says the excitement in town was when the Maggid would come and say Drasha. That was like the excitement in town. Like, ah, the Maggid's here, like something exciting. The other thing, what did you do? I mean, like, there was nothing. There was in the shtetl. There was they had no, they were so there was nothing to do. So you said, I learned. In the winter, for sure. Where are you going to go? You're going to go outside, and you know, to like 8 feet of snow. You stay inside, you know, like, you know. So. And there was no distractions. You sat and learned with Hasmata Rabba. They were able to absorb. It works exponentially. It works, you know. If a person is able to sit for 1 hour straight, you know, what he accomplishes is 1 hour straight plus 1 hour straight is not the same thing. But you come 2 hours straight, it's greater than that. So what you accomplish in 6 hours straight is more than you accomplish in 2-3 hours store. Because you're building on the momentum and the strength of it. So Kalbo Charmer would put in hand. And the lunch break was basically Mincha lunch and eat, you know, Mincha lunch and back to learning. So there was no break. They didn't lie down, they didn't do anything else, they would make a wash on your one shirt. You know, Erev Shabbos, you washed your one shirt. You know? The Rishach, you know, says, you know, he had Kufut, he was learning in Slutsk. He had one shirt. So Erev Shabbos, he would take his jacket, take off the shirt, put his jacket like this. So he wasn't uncovered. He would wash his shirt, would dry out. You know, he put it on before Shabbos, and that was his shirt for Shabbos. Like, that's it. I mean, how long does it take to wash one shirt? You know. So we live in a world of distractions. So it's much harder for us, but as much as we can, the more a person can make it, the kavias is focused. If a person can last for an hour, last for an hour. If a person can last for half an hour, last for half an hour. If last for 3 hours, last for 3 hours. You build it up. If a person lasts for half an hour, moves it to 35 minutes. But you get to the point where you're focused, you're able to actually really think of a process through more quickly because you're staying focused.